You're listening to SBS News.
China's seemingly insatiable appetite for imported baby formula is often referred to as a white gold rush. Demand for the product spiked after a deadly contamination scandal in 2008. China's largest milk powder company, Sanlu Group, sold product laced with dangerous industrial chemical melamine used to artificially boost protein levels. Jan Carey is the CEO of the industry group, the Infant Nutrition Council. Ms. Carey says six babies died and around 54,000 had to be hospitalised.
For a very vulnerable little infant, it caused kidney damage, and thousands of babies who drank the formula that was made from this milk suffered severe kidney damage, and several babies died. So it was a huge scandal, and it made the Chinese population not trust their own infant formula supplies.
It was later found that other Chinese companies were affected too. Chinese customers began clamouring for tins of baby formula made overseas, including in Australia, and the demand continues to this day. Ms. Carey says Australia is popular for many reasons.
There's a proximity for us when we sit in the Asian region, so I think it's more targeted here. Also, New Zealand brought in laws that prevented consumers exporting more than five cans at a time.
The popularity of Australian formula has helped the rise of Chinese shoppers, or Daigo, in Australia, who buy Australian products in bulk for export to China. But there were repeated media reports of shoppers trying to buy popular brands as soon as they restocked, sometimes leaving Australian consumers with little choice of brand. The Infant Nutrition Council says Australian consumers can always buy the products they want online, and limiting retailers to three tins per customer per purchase has helped. The popularity of buying agents also led to the rise of companies that deal in what's often referred to as the grey market, where goods are sold outside normal distribution channels. One of those companies connecting Australian suppliers directly with shoppers and buyers is AuMake, an ASX-listed company which has 12 stores located across Sydney. AuMake chairman Keong Chan explains how the service works.
Our customers know who we are. The majority of Daigo will know who AuMake is. They come into our stores, we speak to them about what they're after. They may want, say, 10 tins, you know, of a particular brand of infant formula, and then we supply that to them.
Mr. Chan says media reports of Chinese buyers stealing or causing chaos in shopping centres have damaged reputable traders.
It's not about people raiding shelves and, you know, doing this type. You know, it's a minority of people that shouldn't do this, but Daigo, in general, try to do the right thing, and they're really, really important. Without Daigo and Chinese consumers buying product, the situation would be very, very different.
He says certain products, including Australian-made honey and baby formula, are popular among the thousands of customers that walk through his stores every week. He attributes that to a few reasons, including trust in Australian products since the melamine scandal.
A lot of it is circumstance, a lot of it is execution of marketing and strategies and things like that, but timing is also really important.
The Infant Nutrition Council's Jane Carey says while there is no current safety problem with Chinese-made formula, she expects Chinese consumers will stay keen on overseas-made baby formula.
China has a huge population. You know, they're predicting about 23 million babies will be born in China every year. That's around the population of Australia. And China doesn't really have enough milk or enough food to feed their population, their growing population.
Carlene Gribble is an adjunct associate professor at the School of Nursing and Midwifery at Western Sydney University. She suggests aggressive marketing is feeding demand from Chinese consumers.
Australian manufacturers and New Zealand manufacturers as well as some from other European countries have been really very aggressively marketing their infant formula within China as being something that's clean and green and very safe, which is actually having quite a negative impact on Chinese families in terms of their believing that these products are good for their babies, and so they're buying them and doing everything that they can to buy them.
Infant formula is a substitute for human breast milk, which is tailor-made for human babies. It can be dairy or plant-derived and is sold as a powder and mixed with water. But there are times when formula is necessary to supplement or replace human breast milk. Dr. Gribble is concerned buyers in Asian countries aren't being made aware of the health risks of unnecessarily using infant formula.
Our products are as good as what they can be, but when they're being used to replace breastfeeding, they are actually harming children and families and whole populations. And when that's happening in countries like China and Cambodia and Vietnam, and I've just seen this week some advertising from Vietnam where 80% of the population has got terrible water, we've really got a problem.
AU Makes Kyung Chan admits marketing does come into play, but says there are other things to consider.
So culturally, it's very ingrained to buy infant or to use infant formula, and it's very common. So I don't think it's an ethical, it's an ethical issue as such. It may be a function of convenience or what you're used to.
But Dr. Carlene Gribble isn't convinced. She believes the Australian government needs to play a bigger role in halting bad practice of Australia's exported formula brands.
We have regulation on the labelling of infant formula here in Australia. We should similarly have regulation of labelling of infant formula that's being sent overseas. There should be a requirement that manufacturers can't engage in marketing that's unethical or exploitative. They shouldn't be attempting to persuade breastfeeding women to use their products by creating the impression that these products are better for their children's health.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.